Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, this morning I'm going to talk about demons in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you this morning. Give you praise, give you glory, give you honor. Lord God, you said in your word, Matthew chapter 6, you said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And some translations say from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I thank you this morning, Father God. According to 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And Father God, for this purpose, we are being revealed as your sons and your daughters to do likewise. destroy the works of the devil. I'll be back in 4 minutes, 34 seconds, and I'm going to talk about demons this morning.
pretend is the Lord. They have counted the cost of winning the loss. God's power is their source. Where Satan has his hold, they're taking back souls, and minds are being restored. Mounting up with their armor on, they're taking the kingdom by force. The strongholds are coming down. I said the strongholds are coming down. Here and now, by the word of his power, the strongholds are coming down. God's children will prevail. We're gonna storm the gates of hell with a sword in our hand by the blood of the Lamb. The strongholds are coming down.
Coming down. Coming down. Coming down.
Now the Holy Ghost is gonna rock this place from the ceiling to the floor. People who have been in bondage, they won't be in chains no more. Link by link, they're falling off. God's people are being set free. They're taking back all the stolen goods from the camp of the enemy.
The strongholds are coming down. I said the strongholds are coming down.
Here and now, by the word of his power,
strongholds are coming down.
God's children will prevail. We're gonna storm the gates of hell with a sword in our hand by the blood of the Lamb.
The strongholds are coming down.
Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is no power that can conquer the child of God that's covered by the blood of the Lamb.
Strongholds are coming down.
The strongholds are coming down. I said the strongholds are coming down. Here and now, by the word of his power,
the strongholds are coming down.
God's children will prevail.
I just ask you one thing. Don't minister in the chat room. And Lydia, you haven't been on this line long, but what you did is you came on this line and you unloosed a whole bunch of negative stuff on this line. Now, we know you need prayer, but the chat room is not the place to get it. All right? Just trying to be, keep it real. Keep it real. Because everybody on this chat room, everybody affiliated with this ministry, is going through something that they have to overcome with the devil. The way you overcome it is through Jesus. Now, what you did by coming on here and saying all this here stuff, you either have a victim spirit, or you haven't been taught enough to overcome. Because ain't nobody on this chat room, including me, can help you but Jesus. All right? So what we all trying to do in this headline is get close enough to Jesus that the devil cannot come in. He can't interject. He can't operate by attaching himself to us and or our environment. So I would ask you, don't do that again. And I would ask you on the chat line, don't give any advice. This line ain't for no advice. I don't do it, and I don't expect you to do it. All right? I'm saying this in love because, you know, we got a long way to go. And I know, and you know, the devil is in the details. And the devil is manifesting any way that he can. Lydia, what you don't know, the devil opened you up for transference of spirits through all this stuff, this demon you got tracking you, to manifest on these people, and especially the one that gave you advice, because the one that gave you advice came into agreement with you at that low level. Instead of saying, putting Jesus first in a way that it would overcome that difficulty for you and with you, they came down to your level, which Satan put you on the line this morning to do just that. Now, I'm going to play this song. I want you to listen to it and understand something. I make no apology for what I'm saying. I'm telling you the truth. And I'm also trying to keep this line at an atmosphere and at a level where Jesus is completely glorified and where Jesus has the option at any moment and second to heal your problem without you having to put it out there so that the devil could get in it and transfer on everybody else. Are you understanding me this morning? If you are, give me an amen or a yes in this chat room. If you don't, it don't make me no difference. I'm not going to change about this. Let God be glorified and every man be a liar. Are you hearing me this morning? Thank you. Where was I going with this before I got distracted? I'm going to teach you on devils and demons. And I'm going to teach you something. And I hope you can get it in your spirit, man. Because my objective is to get you to Jesus. Reconnected, that is. And then he's going to connect you with God. And then God's going to make you an overcomer. That's right. God is the one that makes you an overcomer. Okay? I lost it here for a minute, so I'm going to just start over. Praise God. I'm going somewhere this morning.
Thank you.
Way back on Calvary.
I'm talking about demons this morning. A lot of you know what happened yesterday and our brother that got delivered over the past couple of days. I think that all of you know a little bit about, some of you may know more than me, but praise God. Help me out if you do. I want to show you something that's going to make you victorious if you can get it. Now, everybody's not going to get it. I know that. But if you can get it, this will help you to become victorious in the spiritual realm. Go to Numbers chapter. I'm going to be in Numbers twice. So go to Numbers chapter 16, verse 22. Numbers chapter 16, verse 22. Numbers chapter 16, verse 22 says, "And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, underscore this in your Bible. Make a note of this. O God, the God of all the spirits of all flesh." You got that? "Shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation?" The God of the spirits of all flesh. You must keep this in mind. Now, I want you to go to Numbers 27, 16. Numbers 27, 16. It says, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation." Here in the Old Testament, God is recognized, brothers and sisters, as the God of the spirits of all flesh. That's you and me. And that's God who is the spirit, okay? Now, I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2 says, "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. But now look at this. But the Lord weigheth the spirits." The Lord is conscious of the spirits. The Lord makes determinations based on these spirits. Now, please get this and don't misquote me. All right? Nowhere in the King James, and I'm only going by the King James because it's one of the earliest translations. I believe the most accurate also. I believe it's the translation that you're going to get the most revelation from God. That's my personal opinion. I'm entitled to that. You entitled to yours. But there's nowhere in the Bible are you going to find the word demon. It ain't in there. The word demon came about later on, brothers and sisters. Demon and demons are not in the Bible. What is in the Bible is the direct let's go to Mark chapter 5. I'll show you. In Mark chapter 5, and I'm not going to use just one scripture on this. I'm going to use maybe just two. And then I'm going to talk about demons. But I should be saying I'm going to talk about devils. Because that was a deliberate trick to get you focused on something that is not identified in the Bible in that manner. It's not defined in the Bible in that manner. So therefore, that manner is the hardest way to get results, brothers and sisters, in people with those problems and those situations. In Mark chapter 5, throughout Mark chapter 5, it says, I believe this is Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. It does not say demons, brothers and sisters. In the Bible, throughout the New Testament, Jesus refers to these spirits, which we later label all demons. There is a word in the Bible, daimon, but it is in a different translation. Okay? And so then we know that it was translated to the Greek, because we all know that Jesus spoke, his main dialect was Aramaic. Okay? That's the main dialect that Jesus spoke in. So it says here in Mark chapter 5 that there met Jesus out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. I want to further emphasize this point. So I want you to go to James chapter 2, verse 19. James chapter 2, verse 19. It says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils, wait a minute, demons? No, it says, the devils also believe and tremble. Number says, the God of the spirits of all flesh. Jesus dealt with these spirits by calling them what they were, brothers and sisters. They're all spirits. They're evil spirits, bad spirits, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, spirits of pride, spirits, spirits, spirits. But in Satan's attempt to weaken the church through man, He changed it. If I were you, in dealing with these spirits, you might want to begin to call them at what they are and see them as they are. So, basically, and throughout the Bible, they're called by their names. And the name of the demon, and in and through the name of the demon, rests the demon's ability to feed off of people. Demons feed off of people. Demons operate against people. And directly related to the type of spirit, remember a couple weeks ago, Jesus asked Peter, and he asked other folks too, you know not what manner of spirit you are. And I asked you, do you know what manner of spirit you are? Since we've all come to the knowledge that we're spirit, soul, and body, so what do you know about this being that you are? One-third spirit, one-third soul, and one-third body. Well, through a trick of the devil, we've been focusing more than anything on the flesh. And they'll say, I hear people quote, body, soul, and spirit. It didn't work like that. First man, Adam, was a spirit that contained him and Eve. Then God took the dirt, formed man out the dirt, breathed into man. Man became a living soul. And then he created woman after he took the rib of the man out of the man and asked the man to name her. It's a lot of little tricks. But that ain't my this morning. I'm going to talk about demons, and then I'm just going to go straight down the line, and I'm going to cast some demons out by their name. If I might do that tomorrow. I don't know. But the thing that triggered this was, if you look at my brother's deliverance yesterday, I don't know if you understand, but I want to help you understand. He was assaulted as a baby, 3 months old, by something I like to call, I don't know if this is not a name, this is something I made up, but it's the best thing that I could equate it to. And I related it to Genesis chapter 1, when the Bible says that the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the waters. And I call these hovering demons. Hovering demons. Hovering demons. H-O-V-E-R-I-N-G, hovering demons. Hovering demons hover. They hover around. You know, another good name for them would be airway spirits, because they operate through the airways. But these hovering airway spirits hover around, hoping to gain entrance into the soul of a living human being, because the demons prefer to have a body. They have to have a body because they cannot talk. Even when they appear to be talking through what they call a ghost, or they have to have a body. And if you look on the dark side, people who channel demons and spirit mediums, the spirits come into the body of the human beings, and then they use the vocal cords of that person to speak through. So these hovering demons hover around people to gain an entrance into the soul of that person. And that's what had happened with this brother. I don't believe his family knew his mother had symptoms of MS. Because, see, these hovering demons can shapeshift, and they can gain entrance to a body. And because they've been around so long and been in and out of so many bodies, they can bring the sicknesses that they were in one body into another body. Okay? So these hovering demons or airway spirits hover near and around individuals that have generational weakness and or reoccurring weaknesses for sinning in certain areas of their life. Meaning, I believe, ain't no way to tell now, but I believe through the deliverance I found out that this brother's mom had been molested and traumatized. And those spirits had hovered and entered her through what? Pain. They're looking for an entrance. And they can come in through emotions, through pain, as well as sin. But the sin does not have to have been created by you, because the Bible says the sins of the fathers unto the children, to the third and the fourth generation of those that hate him. It says blessings to the 1,000th generation of those that love him. So these hovering demons, or these airway spirits, come around any individual that has a weakness in their family line, in their generation, in their mama or in their daddy, brothers and sisters. And these airways hovering spirits have the ability to implant or provide thoughts of temptation, especially to a person that has experienced any type of trauma, a person that is experiencing any type of pain, that they will not forgive. So unforgiveness is a big one with these type of things. And these demons will come in on any unclean behavior. Now, the unclean behavior can pass to the children, because remember, I'm telling you that these are airways spirits. These spirits hover because the devil counterfeits and duplicates everything of God that he can, because Jesus has stripped the devil. You got to understand this. The devil has been stripped of his power on earth. The only power that the devil has to work with on this earth is the power that he steals from you and me. The only power that the devil has to work with on this earth is stolen. That's why the Bible says he's a what? He come to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. If he has destroyed somebody to the point that he has robbed them of their true faith, he can come on in. If he, if you're worshiping in a false religion, they can come on in. If you have a propensity towards sin because your daddy or your mama is bound by familiar spirits of their generation, of their mama and their daddy, look, then you are born under that sin. You are born under that propensity to sin in that area. And then you got these hovering demons who really and truly are abiding and had every door open to them to come in from somebody else. And make no mistake about it, it could be somebody you fornicated with. You fornicated with somebody, okay, that has an open door. And guess what? The Bible says two become one. The Bible says he who lays down with a harlot becomes as a harlot. So what happened there? Transference of spirits. Okay. Now, I know I'm going to kick over somebody's sacred cow, but I don't care. The truth will set you free. Another way that these demons can come in, brothers and sisters, how many of you use public transportation? How many of you sleep in hotel beds? Do you bind those spirits when you come in the door of that hotel? Do you lay hands on that bed and bless that bed and command all them spirits from whoever just got out of it so that it cannot come against you? Let me give you a better one. How many of you work in a hospital? How many of you are healthcare providers? How many of you deal with the public? And you go to work feeling good, great, all right, okay. And all of a sudden, something hit you. You in an atmosphere of hell. But God is so great, he gives you the ability to have authority over it. But if you don't take it, I guarantee you that these hovering demons are right there. And this one here, I've seen this one kill more people than I want to think about. I really pray for people that go and take dialysis. That dialysis chair or that dialysis bed, dialysis atmosphere, if it is not bound, I have seen it kill so many people. Why? Through transference of spirits. They hop in the chair for dialysis. They hop on the bed for dialysis. But they don't bother to take authority over the demons on the person that just hopped out the bed for dialysis, that just hopped out the chair for dialysis. Brothers and sisters, it ain't but two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Now, let me tell you something else about these hovering airway spirits. And this is the sacred cow I'm getting ready to kick over right now. In the church, this really sickens me. They teach you that Satan and demons and devils have to have a legal right. That's partial truth. But they don't tell you that they got airway spirits and hovering devils that will create an atmosphere of emotional upheaval, chaos, or depression and push their way in. Demons are rebels. They try to put a devil on a level with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit ain't but so much of a gentleman. That's a lie too. They say, oh, the Holy Spirit won't force his way. Well, you tell that to Paul. Paul was riding on his horse to Damascus to kill Christians. God knocked him off his horse, made him call Jesus Lord, stripped him blind, made him go on a fast, then supernaturally sent his servant to come over there and lay hands on him when he felt like Paul was ready to surrender. So these are lies. These are cows, sacred cows. They must be knocked over. They must be destroyed. Ain't no devil and no demon, no gentleman. Ain't no devil, no demon gonna sit around. They'll watch you and they'll bust in any way they can. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, these demons are surface demons. You hear me? You got demons that work from the inside out. And you got demons that work from the outside in. Well, Erica, this is just crazy. Now, it is. You ever listen to some of the rappers? You ever listen to all the demons they unloose? Huh? Pastor Michael sent me this thing about this rapper. Look at this. Those of you in Corpus Christi. Marshall Applewhite, head of Heaven's Gate, San Diego, went to kill himself and 39 other people with him. He persuaded them all to die. This was a white man, but I'm going to tell you why I'm stressing that. Now you got a black rapper that's taking on the Heaven's Gate emblem, that's taking on Marshall Applewhite's name. And guess what? It brought those Heaven's Gate survivors out because now they're suing him. And they want you to know now, we're still here. We still been preaching our doctrine. We still are commanding those demons that gave up their life, all 30-something of them, to become a demon. And we are controlling their demon powers as an act of our will, as an act of their will. Don't buy these lies no more. Demons will set you up so they can get in you. Demons are alive and well on planet Earth. Michael, put that link up on your Facebook. Send me the link. There it is. If you're in the chat room, you're looking at it right now. Brothers and sisters, these are hovering airways demons. Now, they done prayed that man's devils into this black rapper. And he looks like a devil. He looks like a devil-possessed person. But guess what? Every time he played his song, every young child listened to his song. Is receiving a transference of spirits. Do what? The music. So, these are surface demons. These are demons operating in the atmosphere. These are demons whose sole job is to cause emotional upheavals to cause chaos. Oh, by the way, there's a witchcraft called chaos witchcraft, if you didn't know it or not. I don't know. But these demons come to steal, to kill, and destroy. And they're not polite. They ain't going to be sitting there waiting for you to open no door. They'll make a door and bust through it. Wake up. Wake up. These demons I'm talking about, they operate on the surface of the soul, operate on the surface of the mind, the will, the emotions, the intellect, brothers and sisters. And when these demons are able to find an entryway into your soul, they're hard to get out. Because their purpose for entering in is to create a what? Stronghold. Stronghold in that area of your soul. These demons, these hovering demons and these airway spirits, once they get in, oh yeah, now wait a minute. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They can also come in through food. Well, what you mean, Erica? For all of you that don't pray over your food, you don't know what the chef or the cook or the server, you don't know what spirits they operating in. You don't know. That's why God tell you to pray over your food. So these hovering spirits I'm talking about, airway spirits, they will begin to control and influence the person's behavior. And as they begin to control and influence the person's behavior, they also begin to control and influence the social contacts of the person that they're in. That's why I said to that sister this morning, don't put this on here. Don't put that on here. I don't want that going in people's eye gate. That needs to be going to Jesus. Because, brothers and sisters, I know these devils. Studied them for 31 years. Nothing else but the Bible and the full gospel. But I have made an intense study of these devils. You know why? Because I was demon possessed. I was demon possessed, and ain't nobody been able to fully tell me how it happened. Ain't nobody been able to fully tell me, but God has done it. You know how God did it? Level by level by level by level. When God puts that hunger and that thirst and that passion in it for you, it's because He delivered you for Himself in the first place. He delivered you and let you see you have victory over the devil. But he'll let you earn it. Earn it, brothers and sisters. You see, when these hovering spirits do find a crack that they create, they'll create it. You know what they'll do? They'll come in your dream life. That's why, do you pray over your sleep? Do you pray over your dreams? Or do you jump up and say, I had a dream? Did you ask God what was in the dream? What was the dream for? What was it about? Before you open your mouth and allow them hovering demons to get on everybody who listening to you. Who these demons have one intent, to go in through your ear gate or your eye gate and settle themselves down. That's what happened with this brother. How could he know as a baby? How could he know? And if you listen, well, you done hear all of his deliverance anyway. And he was talking low with we didn't have the camera close. It was not even our intent to record it, but God said, you need to record this. So we hurried up, hooked up. It said He was in a blue room. And in the blue room, God was in the room. And the devil was in the room. And the devil and this demon, and the demon tried to lie to me in the name of Jesus. The demon, because demons will lie to the Holy Ghost. They're liars. Remember, their father is the father of lies. They're liars, and they make people lie. That's why you have to have that discerning gift. And you have to know when the devil is talking to you, when a demon is talking to you, when an unclean spirit is talking to you. You've got to know. And especially in deliverance, those of you called to the deliverance ministry, you should know this already. You should always know who's talking to you. Brothers and sisters, that demon was going to, a demon say, my name is Damage. If you can't make it out, he said his name was Damage. I say, Lord, is that true? Now, I'm looking at the man. I'm talking to God. I'm listening to God. I'm conversing with God at the same time. Talk about being multifaceted. In deliverance, you better be. And you better have such a close relationship with God that you can listen to the devil, talk to God, and obey God at the same time. That's what you see in this deliverance. It's saying, my name is Damage. Now, I know ain't no devil in the Bible named Damage, so that doesn't mean anything to me. That's not its name. And then the demon told me, he said, we. He didn't say I. He said, we are in the Bible. I knew I had something there on my hands. I knew I was dealing with a fallen angel. I don't say nothing to the people. I'm talking to God. And that's who you need to be talking to. You need to be talking to the one that's got all the answers. It said, we are in the Bible. I said, okay, God. We got something here. But God had already told me. God had already told me how to set up the room, what chair to put him in. God had already told me how to start. God had already told me, get your paper, take notes here. See, God wants you freer than you want yourself free. And the reason I say that is most of you, you won't even go a mile to get free. So you suffer, and you're going to continue to suffer. You won't even go a mile to get to God. And that's because you've been shrouded in so much unbelief, and you got these hovering demons. These hovering demons, these airway spirits. Now, they begin to control and influence the person's behavior that they done found that crap how to get into. Right? And the friends of the person and the family members begin to notice variations in the person's behavior. They begin to see things getting out of balance. But brothers and sisters, it doesn't make any difference if you come into agreement with their continual sinning. If you come into agreement with their bad habits, you might as well jump on in there and commit them with them. Because anything you compromise, brothers and sisters, you are a part of. Anything you compromise, it has already compromised you. I'm telling you the truth this morning. I don't even know how far I'm going to get. But I'm telling you what you saw on that camera. I'm telling you why it happened, how it happened. And then, once these demons get in, person actually begins to enjoy what they're doing and pull away from God. And these old hovering airway spirits will convince them, oh, look, God say, all you got to do is repent. Go ahead and sin and repent. Go ahead and sin and repent. You got an excuse for this. That's what they call greasy grace. Greasy grace. They begin to enjoy doing it. Then these hovering airway spirits begin to disturb their sleep. begin to manifest themselves as sickness or pain, discomfort, begin to make their dreams turn into nightmares. I'm talking about these hovering airway spirits. I'm talking about devils. I'm talking about bad, evil spirits. And I could say I'm talking about bad, evil human spirits as well. Because, see, once these demons come in, they begin to change. Pastor Michael said they aren't themselves. That's right. Because what they used to abhor, what they used to hate, it becomes intensified by these demons. And it causes them now to have an inability to hold order in their life and maintain their responsibilities to God. And these same hovering airway spirits I'm talking about, now they begin to become absorbed within the soul, absorbed in the mind, absorbed in the intellect. And you know the last thing they become absorbed in? The will. Because now the quality of the life of that person is consumed by the demons that are feeding off of them. And guess what? Sin becomes their dominant behavior. What has happened now? The demons have taken control. The demons have integrated into the soul. And that person now must have an exorcism to get free. And the demonized person has to be trained and taught spiritual warfare in order to be able to maintain those demons that have become possessed by them through the absorption of the demons in their soul. And they're not able to function in life to any real quality of God. And that's what happened to the brother. That's what happened to the brother, if I sum it up. And these demons, if they're not cast out, their main purpose is to commit you to commit, is to cause you to commit the ultimate sin. What's the ultimate sin? Suicide. Because there's no repentance. There's no repentance. These demons, these hovering demons, are able to indwell a person as well as attach themselves to a person. These demons now are operating from the inside and the outside. They're attacking the person from the inside, and they're attacking the person from the outside. But I want to tell you something. I know our God is a God of perfect order and reasoning. And if demons are able to subtly and skillfully manipulate themselves on the inside of a person's body, there has to be some kind of specific reason that has allowed this to occur. Otherwise, we would all be having demons living on the inside and the outside of us 24/7. But the thing I want you to understand this morning, don't you think that a demon has to have, you have to have an open door. You have to open the door. They'll create their own open door. They're rebels. They'll create their own situation. They're rebels. And they're always looking for a crack, a chink. They're always looking for anything that will give them an entryway. Anything that will give them an entry point that will allow them to be able to get in or attach to someone. And they'll create their own open door. That's why sin is so dangerous. But brothers and sisters, there are spiritual laws that are in operation in our world. And these demons have to abide by these spiritual laws. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, that Jesus himself, hallelujah, will stand before us and knock on our doors to see if we will be willing to open up that door and allow him to come in. You see, in order to have Jesus come into our lives, first have to be willing to give Jesus our direct permission to be able to do so. Because unlike those demons, God has standards. But God also have a perfect will. And he ain't got no problem superseding your will with his will, that his will be done on earth. He wants to come into your life. And Jesus is always knocking on our door. But we always have to be the one who will decide whether or not we would be willing to open up that door for Jesus to be able to come in. See, God is just awesome. God has given us a free will. And God won't violate that free will that he has given to each and every one of us. But let me tell you something. The devil don't give a darn about your free will. They'll supersede your will. They'll overthrow your will. You hear me this morning? They rebelled against God, Michael. You're right. They won't hesitate to violate mankind's rights or your will. That's the bottom line. They hovering. Brothers and sisters, when demons enter on the inside of a person's body, they come in there to eat. They come in there to feed on it. What do you think witchcraft is about? Overthrowing your will. I remember reading this deliverance minister. He said that demons are like rats and they need garbage to feed on. Brothers and sisters, there are airway spirits. The word I call them is hovering demons. Hovering. And you know what? Willful sin automatically opens the door to these hovering. Well, what is willful sin? The occult. Unforgiveness, inherited generational spirits, abuse, ungodly soul ties, curses, fears and phobias, addictions, false religions, cursed objects, cursed buildings and cursed people. These spirits are always looking for any one of anything in any one of these specific areas. They'll come right on in. And if a person does not repent and pull out of those areas within a reasonable length of time, I told you what happened. They make up their habitation and they take over. They take over. They attack you from the inside to the outside. And then they brothers and sisters and cousins and aunties and uncles and nieces and nephews attack you from the outside to the inside. Every sin, any sin, can cause these demons a way in. Brothers and sisters, any sin, lying, oh, that's a heavy duty one. Why? You are of your father, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Willful sin. Willful sin. I'm going to have to finish this on demons tomorrow, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to do this deliverance today because I want you to make a list and have it ready for tomorrow. I'm going to come on doing deliverance from demons. And specifically, airway spirits and hovering demons. And I'm going to break this guy's down deliverance. You can see it. I'm going to break his deliverance down. I asked him if I could use it as a teaching tool. And I am going to do just that. You know why, brothers and sisters? I'm mad at Satan. I'm mad at devils. I'm angry with demons. Not in a natural way, but I hate them with a holy hatred, just like God hates sin. I hate for every moment, every second, every hour of the day. They wasted my time. They kept me away from God in the fullness. And I hate it when I see him take God's people and turn them into victims when we are the victors. Are the victors. And the lying devil that turns so many of you into victims. Well, guess what? The script is being flipped. You're not going to be a victim any longer. You're going to be just what God made you to be, victors. I'm going to be doing this on a couple of different fronts. I hate. Well, you know, God's timing is perfect. That's all I can say. You're not going to be a victim any longer. It's time. God is here to deliver you. It's time to avail yourself of everything God has for you. Because what God has for you, God has for you. And if I can give you enough knowledge, I know He'll give you the power. As a matter of fact, you already got it. It's just that devil done tricked so many of you. And so many others of you just haven't been taught. And so many others of you, you just got them sacred cows. I had them too. I'm right there with you. Remember, this is my journey. It's my journey. I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to try to help as many people go with me. But at the same time, my Bible says that those of us that have left mothers, fathers, lands, houses, shall have more in this life and in the one to come. God wants you to have a good life in him because he's a good God and he has good things for his good people. That devil done told you a lie, you're a victim. But I came to tell you the truth this morning. Not only are you a victor, you are overcoming victor. And not only are you an overcoming victor, but you're supposed to have all of everything, all the covenantal blessings, all the covenantal promises that you have inherited by being a child of God. This is Erica Shepherd. I'll see you on the TED line tomorrow. We're going to steal... cast demons out, break demon power tomorrow morning on the TED line.
Jesus found you, and you're free at last. Anybody free at last?